volume swells. This is a grossly underutilized one. If you take your guitar and put the switch to one of the volume, I mean to one of the pickups, like when you leave a switch in the middle, it's both pickups. But in this case, I'm going to use only the treble pickup. The switch is up. The switch is all the way up. And so my volume is being completely controlled by the knob, the volume knob. So I'm literally going to play the note. Can you hear those volume swells? Right? And it can be used really well if you know how to do it. If you, for example, if you pick the note while the volume is on zero, I'm not that good at it because I actually use a volume pedal. I use a volume pedal on my pedal board. So it's a cheating way to do it. But there's nothing wrong with cheating if it's easier. But I once knew a blues player who lived in Westchester County, well-known blues player, and he used the volume. He could literally extend his little pinky finger to the volume knob and play all these different changes of beautiful, unexpectedly sweet, like, notes that were coming in from infinitely silent to fully loud within a split second, and it's really a lovely thing. And I wish I could think of famous examples of recordings that use volume swells, but just play around with that volume knob. Let's use the bass volume knob. Sorry. Hang on, wait. Get what key we're in here. Sorry about the weird notes. I'm gonna get right now without practicing it. It was easier when I wasn't picking the note. I could just hammer the note while the volume was off, and it was easier. Then I didn't have to go back and forth between picking the note and getting to the volume knob, if that makes any sense.